Hello, this is Blue Sky Radio's Kevin Furnio, here with another community call-out catch-up. This time around, we're joined by a member of the Citizens Advice Team for Staffordshire North and Stoke-on-Trent, Sarah Heath, who's Head of Specialist Support. Sarah, hello.
Hello.
I think most listeners to Blue Sky Radio will be aware of Citizens Advice, the body and the work that it does. The work that you do, I'm just thinking to myself, over the course of the last 12 months, how many people have come through the door? How many people have you helped out across North Staffordshire and the Stoke-on-Trent area? Would you have an idea?
Yeah, we do have that information. So over the last year, we've supported around 27,000 people with a host of different issues, and probably over 90,000 different issues that we've supported people with in local communities.
That is an incredible amount of work on your behalf. The big concern for me here, that is a lot of sleepless nights for people thinking about going to Citizens Advice with one problem or another. And again, Citizens Advice, you deal with a whole range of things, don't you?
We do, yes, we deal with lots of different issues. We've got a whole host of different services, and we support anyone with any problems that they might have. The most common issues that we see tend to be around debt, benefits, problems with utilities or communications, money management and housing. They're our top issues, but then we have some very special services as well, and we provide support around consumer rights, around energy, around asylum and immigration, and we also have a specialist hate crime service that support victims of hate crime.
It really is a vast range of services that you offer, and I should imagine very similar to a GP, he or she, when people come to you, probably a little bit coy, a little shy. Oh, I've got this problem. You've probably never heard about it. As with medical problems, actually, yes, we've heard about it. We've probably heard about it several times over. So don't be afraid about stepping forward if you have a problem. If you think Citizens Advice could help out, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. We're open to anyone to come to us with any problem. And then we work with that person to try and find, you know, the best solution to their problem. And it might be that when we speak to people, we uncover further problems and we'll help them to access the right support to deal with all of their different issues that they're experiencing at that moment.
Sarah, for many listeners to Blue Sky Radio, like myself, we think Citizens Advice, and naturally enough, you think of a local government-funded body. You're not. You're a charity, yeah?
Yeah, we are an independent charity. We do receive some funding from government, from local authorities, but we also work with a whole host of different partners, and we also try and raise funds from all different sorts of sources so that we can keep providing the services to people in our local community.
Are people shocked when they discover that Citizens Advice is in fact a charity?
Yeah, this was something that was new to me because I've always known of it as a charity, but since I've started working there, I've encountered lots of people who believe that it is part of local government or it's a government organisation. So it does seem to be a common misconception that people have, probably because of the nature of a lot of the work we do around benefits, around housing. It's very closely linked to sort of local authority, but we are independent and a charity.
And the fact that you are a charity, that means members of your team constantly, I should imagine, applying for different funding. Not that you're ever going to be guaranteed that kind of funding, but a lot of work involved, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Like every charity at the moment, we're looking for funding. We're always exploring different avenues for funding because we're really keen to make sure that we can keep providing the services we do, which are essential for a lot of people in the local community.
And geographically, Citizens Advice for Staffordshire North and Stoke-on-Trent, if it is a listener to Blue Sky Radio who does have a fiscal problem or just help that they need with technology and just breaking down and going online to find out further information about whatever personal issue that might be, where would we find Citizens Advice? Is there a door we can knock on, or is it a telephone number or a website or a Facebook page that we have to locate you guys on these days? What?
Yeah, so we have an office based in Henley. We do support people face-to-face, so that's both through sort of drop-ins that we offer. We do outreach sessions in various places around the communities of North Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. We can also be accessed by phone, by email. Some of our services offer a web chat function, and all of the information about how to contact us can be found on our website
Okay, just go to the website. You're basically looking for citizens' advice. Would I also be right in saying a lot of people that come forward requesting, needing the help of good people such as yourself at Citizens Advice, possibly sitting on a problem a little too long? If they came forward a little quicker, that might help you out in resolving a situation and a problem on their behalf.
Yeah, one of the things we're keen to do as a charity is to try and help at the earliest possible time with people's problems. We work with local partners and other Citizens Advice across the country to try and challenge the underlying causes of problems as well. We do a lot of campaigning work to try and make change at that sort of policy level to improve some of the problems that people are facing.
That's great, because Citizens Advice, going across the country, you're exchanging information and knowledge one department to another.
Yeah, it's great. We're part of a national network that has around 240 different local Citizens Advice offices within it, all working on similar issues across the country. So it's a great network for knowledge and experience.
And again, one thing for somebody to step through the door to come and speak to an expert such as yourself at Citizens Advice, that's them one side of the counter. You, the other side of the counter, I should imagine no 2 days are ever going to be the same. Every day's a school day, yeah?
Very much so. The teams we have working at Citizens Advice deal with a whole range of issues, and on one day can be very different through another day. We never know who's going to contact us. We never know what sort of problem they might be bringing, but our team are all really experienced. We have lots of specialist advisors in our services who've got a really great level of knowledge about their areas of advice, so we can always help or find someone who knows how to help.
Continued success, Sarah, with the work that you and that great team does. Again, when we talk about Citizens Advice, not a local government supported, Citizens Advice is a charity. Continued success with the work that you do, and fingers crossed, hope you get the funding that you constantly need to continue to do the good work that you do.
Thank you very much.